Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah. Good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Glad to have you with us. Busy month this month. Got to honor a lot of people this month. And, you know, we talked a little bit about teachers, but there's another group of people that, and I was about, I had to correct myself because I was about to say another group of ladies, but that's not the case anymore. There's another group of people that we put our lives in their hands when, you know, we get sick or we get injured and we need that care, and that's our nurses. And I think I probably named this week wrong, so I have the people that are going to correct me, because I think I had it as Nurse Appreciation Week or something like that, but it's not Nurse Appreciation Week. I think it's National Nursing Week. But like I said, we're going to have a couple of people that are going to be on to kind of get me in gear and correct that for me. So ladies, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
We have Shannon McClendon and Kendra McMillan from the American Nursing Association. How you doing?
Good morning, Gretchen. I'm doing well.
Good. Wonderful to have you. Wonderful to have you. Thanks for taking the time out this morning. So, goodness gracious, I have a lot of questions, but let's talk, number one, about how do you have any idea in terms of throughout the country how many people are in the nursing profession? I guess that would be my first question. And then the second question is, I know there's these different levels and different expertise when it comes to nursing. So I was going to ask you to talk a little bit about that so we can get a great understanding of what your field is like.
Okay. Well, I just first want to say thank you for having us on for National Nurses Week 2019. I wanted to highlight that our tagline or theme this year is 4 million reasons to celebrate. And that's because we're celebrating all of the nurses that have made or who are making such a wonderful contribution to the profession of nursing. To answer your question, the number in the profession, we're highlighting 4 million, but we know that there's over 4 million nurses. When we think about our LPNs and we think about our advanced practice nurses, so there's more than 4 million reasons to celebrate all of our many contributions to the profession.
So before we go on, I want to get a little bit about, you know, you all in terms of how you got involved with the American Nursing Association, and also just what drew you to the profession in general?
Okay, so great question. So my formal role is a senior policy advisor here at the American Nurses Association, but I actually have a background in public health and women's health, specifically with a focus on community-based care. And what drew me to the profession was I felt a calling and a need to serve that was strong, and that desire is something that stuck with me. I initially had a concentration in solely public health, and I felt as though that there was something that was missing. And I discovered that that missing link was, in fact, nursing. And it's a profession that I love, and I am proud to be a nurse.
Now, you all are kind of in the trenches just as much as doctors, but it seems, you know, on the surface that doctors get all of the recognition and glory. But you are in there studying just as hard, working just as hard, preparing just as hard, if not harder. So talk to me a little bit about why this week is so important to nurses.
Mm-hmm. This week is important because nurses, just through the sheer numbers, have a wide range of roles in which we are involved in healthcare settings. Nurses have an unmatched perspective on prevention and wellness and delivery of healthcare services. And I think it's also important to highlight that for 17 consecutive years, the American public has also ranked nurses and the professionals with the highest honesty and ethical standards.
That is quite important because it's one of the things when you are ill or when you're injured, you know, the important thing is to be able to feel comfortable to put that trust in someone and know that they're going to do what's in your best interest because in a lot of those cases, you're not able to. And in the most severe cases, you're not, you know, able to speak or you may not be able to move or do something on your own that you would normally do. And then to have a nurse there to kind of help with that is very, very key. And so that's a person that you do have to kind of trust, you know, for almost all practical purposes with your life. Right?
For sure, for sure. And, you know, there are times, too, that, you know, patients are sharing the most intimate details of their lives with someone who would otherwise be a perfect stranger. And, you know, nurses are trusted. And, you know, I think it's really important to highlight the respect that, you know, nurses have because of our honesty and ethical standards. You know, and the fact, too, that we also have a variety of roles beyond the bedside. We're innovators and we're policymakers and we're educators. And, you know, nursing has tapped into so many areas beyond just being at the bedside.
How has the nursing career evolved from its initial purpose? Can you talk a little about that?
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, nursing is certainly something that has evolved over the years. You know, when we look at just when we look at gender diversity and ethnic diversity, those are two ways in which the nursing profession has evolved. You know, we are all critical thinkers and we're compassionate care providers. And, you know, we have a growing workforce that represents the patients and families that we care for. And the American Nurses Association certainly values that diversity. But I think nursing is also a profession that has become respected and ingrained in the delivery of healthcare. And we're looking at nursing as a profession that can meet patients where they are. And we've moved beyond inpatient settings. And we really are at the front lines of care in our communities and in our schools. And I think that nurses have really tapped into every healthcare specialty, both, you know, at the bedside, but also beyond. And, you know, again, we're looking at the fact that we are innovators and policymakers and educators, but also researchers and advocates and politicians and care coordinators. And, you know, the list is endless in terms of what what we can do.
So for someone considering a career in nursing, can you talk a little bit about the pros and the cons? I mean, just give a clear picture of what to expect. And I know it's going to be different depending on what your certification is and what your responsibilities are and all of that type of stuff, but just in general.
Absolutely. So, you know, nursing, that's a good question. So, you know, nursing isn't easy, but when we think about that, nothing really is easy. And, you know, with nursing, you have to be willing to accept the fact that it's a lifelong journey of learning. And it's a profession that's evolving, but I think that nurses also evolve as, you know, they continue to move along in the profession. You know, it's a journey of self-discovery just as much as it's a career or a journey of career discovery. I think it's also important to acknowledge that nursing is a profession that really is limitless in terms of the opportunities that that are presented to someone who does choose the profession. My advice is to ask a lot of questions and to remain open to possibilities, and you know, certainly don't hesitate to try something new, because nursing is certainly a profession that will present opportunities along the way that may be completely different than the direction that you envision for your career. And the cool thing about nursing is that you just never know where it may lead you, which I think is one of the awesome benefits to choosing the profession of nursing.
Okay, so
I mean, I think it's also important. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
but,
no, no. Go
you
ahead,
know,
please.
From a patient care perspective, you know, every day you're touching the lives of people from both birth to end of life. And, you know, I mentioned before that people are trusting you with very intimate details of their lives, but they're also trusting you with some of the most intimate moments of their lives. And I think that it's certainly a privilege to be able to hold someone's hand as they're delivering a child, but also to be able to hold and comfort someone as, you know, as they're dying. And, you know, I think it's also important to highlight the role that nurses play with comforting and caring for families as well.
So let me ask you this. Let me go ahead and ask this, because there's a lot of questions I want to ask. But one of the things that we have seen, and you alluded to it earlier, is the evolution of the career in terms of males entering in as nurses and not just strictly going toward becoming a doctor or a specialist in some field, but actually full on considering the field of nursing. Can you talk about the impact that has had on the industry?
Mm-hmm. For sure. So, you know, I touched on gender diversity earlier, and, you know, I think what's wonderful is the fact that, you know, we've moved beyond stereotypes that are commonly associated with the profession of nursing. You know, it's not a profession that's solely for a woman, or nurses aren't, you know, on the unit with dresses and caps. This is a profession it's a profession comprised of individuals that is growing, and we now have a profession that's representing patients and families. And, you know, that's diversity that we value.
So how do patients receive male nurses now? Because, I know that's been occurring for a while, but I know it's, for some, it's still kind of a new concept. So can you talk a little bit about how the patients have received men in terms of being nurses? And also, do the duties differ depending on the patient?
Yeah, so, you know, I really think at the end of the day, it really is about care delivery and, you know, the compassion that's given at the bedside when, you know, you have patients that, you know, are at their most vulnerable. And, you know, I think it's important to focus on that. And, you know, that's certainly why we value diversity.
Okay. And now, so what's the percentage, can you tell me, in terms of male nurses versus female nurses? Is it still primarily female, or have the numbers grown significantly?
Right. So, you know, it is still primarily female, about, you know, 90% women. However, you know, I think it's important to highlight that this is why we are working to shatter these stereotypes.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We are here, and I know we have two people on. I know we have Shannon McClendon and Kendra McMillan, both from the American Nursing Association, to talk to us today. It's nurse, give me the correct title of this.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Hi, I'm Tim Garris. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the Arguments. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chilling?
Good morning. Welcome back to G's Power Hour. I never had so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks for being with us this morning. It is National Nursing Week, or I call it Nurse Appreciation Week, because I think this is the time that we need to recognize the contribution of our nurses and how important their role is and how much they impact, you know, our health and well-being when we put our lives and health in their hands. Here with Shannon McClendon and Kendra McMillan. Now, I wanted to ask, for those out there that might be considering a career in nursing, what should someone research for when they're trying to determine a school of nursing to enter?
Okay. So that is a great question. Yeah, I think it's important, you know, to look at when you're choosing your school, you're choosing a school both that will meet your needs, because a college is something that you're going to commit to. So you want to make sure that it's an environment in which you're thriving. So I think it's important to consider, you know, the nursing faculty that are there. If you know for sure nursing is what you are considering, you want to look at the types of courses that are offered, but also support. You want to look to see where you would get the most clinical experience and the type of support that's provided for you in that realm as well. I think it's important to consider the number of students that are in the program. Would you be in really large classes, and is that an environment in which you would thrive? Or would it be best to be in an environment where class sizes are relatively small so you can have more of that one-to-one time with your professor? I think it's also important to consider what area you're looking to enter the nursing profession in terms of, you know, are you looking to move into nursing that is in a rural area versus nursing that is in a larger city? Because I think there's also certain things that should be considered with that as well in terms of the type of care that's provided, in terms of also where you're meeting the patient. So, you know, there's many factors I think that would go into the college selection process, in addition to once you select a major, choosing the program that would be right for you.
Okay. As far as you can tell, what's to be expected in terms of cost for getting through a full nursing program?
Yeah, and you know, that
range.
It's difficult to give a number related to that. I think every program is different. You know, you have private schools versus public schools, and then you have nurses that, you know, choose nursing programs that are at community colleges, and they may choose to do a 2-year nursing program, although, you know, there are prerequisites that they are completing prior to entering the program. And then from there, they're transitioning into what's considered an RN to BSN transition program. So I think the type of program that one selects and whether or not it's a, you know, community college versus a 4-year institution, versus a, you know, public institution versus a private institution. Those are all factors that one should consider when they're looking at the cost for funding or the cost of funding their education. I think it's also important to note that if one does choose a community college route and opts to do an RN to BSN program, then there are some employers who are willing to fund one's education as they transition or as they study for the baccalaureate in nursing.
Now, are there things that a student can do prior to getting into those college programs, like any type of volunteering at a local hospital or at a, you know, local doctor's office or any type of other facilities? Does that volunteering, does that help kind of gain some insight or perspective? Are those possibilities for someone considering it?
Certainly, and I know that there are some high schools that even have career transition programs where they begin to talk about professions such as nursing, and they will link students with internship opportunities within their local hospital so that they can have the opportunity to truly experience what it is to be in the day in the life of a nurse, to have a true understanding of the profession and what's expected. I think if anyone, such as a high school student or even a college student who is looking or considering the profession of nursing, talk to a nurse. Talk about what they love most about the profession, what they found to be most challenging, and then, you know, what opportunities lie ahead. But I think it's also important to think outside of the box and to be open to the different possibilities that the profession can offer. You know, there's not just inpatient care that one would go into. There's outpatient care, there's community-based care, there's home health, but then there's also a variety of specialties that one can choose too. For example, maternal and child health, or choosing to work in the emergency room or the operating room or wound care or hospice or school health. There's just so many different possibilities and specialties that can be considered. And just because you choose one doesn't mean you have to stick to it either. You can start in one area and then you can move into another area. And I think that's the beauty of the profession. You're on a journey of lifelong learning, and there's just endless possibilities with what you can do with it.
And so what is the, if there is one, the average life, career lifespan for someone that's considering getting into the field?
I think that all depends on the individual. I really don't have data to answer that question.
Okay.
And just because one isn't,
hello.
Just because one isn't an inpatient nurse doesn't mean they're not working in the profession of nursing. So, again, I think that speaks to just the variety of opportunities available to nurses.
Where would you say the most need is right now in terms of nursing? Because I keep hearing that there is a nursing shortage, and I know recently, probably in the past month or so, there have been some job fairs or career fairs that were specifically geared toward recruiting people to go into nursing. So can you talk a little bit about, is there a shortage in general, or is there a shortage in specific areas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think, you know, a workforce shortage is certainly a top challenge that's on the forefront of all of our minds. And, you know, I think when we're talking about recruitment and retention, I think it's important to highlight the fact that, you know, those are two topics that we certainly do need to address, because, you know, there is a need for more nurses. We need funding for nursing education to foster the growth of a robust workforce that, you know, can fill gaps for when we have nurses who retire. But we also need to focus on the retention of nurses and what we can do to make sure that we are protecting our nurses who are currently at the front lines, to make sure that we're looking at the work environment and staffing and pay and what we can do to really support them in their roles. And I think it's also important to make sure that we're focusing on faculty, too. We need to make sure that we have faculty who can educate students both moving into the nursing profession and, you know, students who are considering the nursing profession.
So do you have an issue? It just dawned on me when you just brought it up. Do you have an issue with people just wanting to maybe just stay in the field and not necessarily teach? Because you were saying needing people to come in and teach. So do you need to maybe get people more in that mindset that somewhere down the road they may want to gain enough expertise or in order to teach?
Oh, no. So, it's if one has the desire to teach, I think that's wonderful. But we also have to remember that we need nurses in all capacities. So,
okay.
You know, considering maybe, for example, becoming faculty is just not something that someone has considered. So making sure, again, that, you know, we have nurses that are aware of the realm of possibilities that are available.
Okay. All right. Can you talk a little bit about a salary range? I don't think we've touched on that yet, what might be expected. And I know it varies different parts of the country and all that.
Yeah, it certainly does vary, you know, depending on whether or not you're in a large metropolitan area versus in a small rural community. You know, it all depends on what funding is available, too. So, you know, there's a wide range of salaries that, you know, can change geographically.
Also, is there a difference, and I know I didn't bring this up before, but is there a difference between working in a private hospital setting versus public hospital?
In terms of the care provided, no. You know, nurses all have the common goal of providing high quality and compassionate care, whether that's at a, you know, public hospital or in a community-based setting or at a private institution.
Okay. All right. And so I know I wanted to get to dealing with our area in Florida. And part of that being is that we have this high elderly or retirement population. So the needs, I guess, are a little bit different in terms of, let's say, geriatric care or whatever. As far as you know, what can you tell me about the nursing situation here in Florida?
So, yes, that's a very good question. And, you know, I do want to acknowledge that, yes, there is an aging population. And, you know, I do want to acknowledge that, you know, again, regarding the nursing shortage, that is certainly something that, you know, remains at the forefront of our minds. And, you know, as I mentioned before, this is why it's so important to both highlight recruitment but also retention of nurses, to make sure that, you know, regarding recruitment, we are recruiting nurses who are motivated to go into the specialty, for example, of geriatric care or even hospice care or palliative care, to make sure that, you know, we do have adequate numbers of nursing to meet the needs of our changing population. But I think it's also important, too, to highlight the need for retention, but not so much retention, excuse me, but for the recognition of nurses in terms of their scope and the need for nurses to have the space to practice to their full authority. And I think it's important, too, for stakeholders to make sure that they are including nurses and understanding the value of nurses and making sure that nurses are at the table when it comes to making key decisions, because, you know, it's important to know that nurses have an understanding of how the population is changing. And, you know, nurses have a voice, and it's a voice that needs to be heard. And, you know, we want to make sure, you know, that issues that are directly affecting nurses in terms of population changes and population care, that it's addressed from a nursing perspective as well.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit also, but we're going to take a break first, but I wanted to talk to you a little bit about home health care nursing. So this is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. This is National Nurses Week. If you have a question, the number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
This is Douglas Dobbs, owner and funeral director at Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community with two generations of family funeral service. With the recent addition of my son Brandon, we are here to take care of the needs of Central and West Orlando. From simple cremation to a full burial, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here to help you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Like I said, it's a busy week. We are recognizing teachers, got moms coming up this weekend. But right now we are talking about the nurses that help us out. And it's Nurse Appreciation Week or National Nursing Week. And I was asking about, by the way, we are here with Shannon McClendon and Kendra McMillan. Wanted to ask about the home health care. That seems to be an emerging area. Is that correct?
Yes, indeed it is. Home health care is one of the fastest growing industries. And in fact, it's expected to grow and, you know, add new jobs. But I think it's also important to, you know, also highlight the fact that we have advanced practice nurses who, you know, are working in the realm of home health care as well.
Okay. And are there any special or additional or different type of skill sets that come with having to take care of someone in the privacy of their own home versus in a hospital setting or some other public care setting?
Mm-hmm. Again, you know, you're certainly, this is a prime example of how nurses are able to meet patients where they are, mm-hmm. which, you know, is great. And, you know, I think that, you know, one of the key differences is, you know, the setting. But in terms of nursing care and the care that's provided, you know, nursing care is nursing care. And again, you know, we have that same goal of providing that high quality and compassionate care to our patients regardless of the setting in which they're in.
Okay. All right.
So it's great that with home care, there's that continuity of care. And so, mm-hmm. for example, when you're looking at medication management and meeting a patient where they are, nurses are able to see patients in their true setting, and they're able to address barriers that someone may be encountering. So there's the full spectrum or that full picture that they're able to see versus just a snapshot of what one would see when they're in an inpatient setting.
Okay. Now, do you see home health care, is it maybe just a component or an extension of what happens in the hospital, or is that something that you look at as just a totally separate area?
It certainly is an extension of what's happening in the hospital, but that doesn't necessarily mean that one has to be an inpatient in an inpatient setting first to require home health care. For example, someone may be accessing care via an outpatient or primary care office, and there may be barriers to care that are identified upon intake. And so what can happen is, for follow-up with that patient, a nurse can be assigned to provide care coordination and follow-up with that patient in a home setting so that those barriers are addressed and so that resources can be best assigned to help that patient achieve a higher quality of health.
I want to talk about, we've talked about what the patient does for, what the nurses do for the patient, but I wanted to talk a little bit about the nurses themselves. Being a nurse, obviously, is very taxing, not just physically, but, and not just mentally in terms of what you need to know, but I'm assuming also emotionally in terms of what that nurse has to endure in terms of whatever types of, let's say, relationships that they establish with the patient, what type of relationships they have with coworkers as well. So having to process all of those relationships has to be quite difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, there's many different workplace dynamics that one can encounter. I think it's important to highlight our efforts related to workplace violence and incivility and, the need to certainly try to combat that and address that. But I think, in terms of the toll that providing care for others can take on nurses, I want to highlight the importance of self-care and the need to take care of oneself to make sure that, there's to minimize burnout that can commonly be experienced as a result of providing patient care.
So, what are there, like, support groups within, the hospitals themselves? Are there, and I know you have, I guess, your biggest organization that you all are with, but what kind of support is usually provided for these nurses?
Yeah, so, there's, with every organization, there's employee assistance. So, if a nurse is having a really difficult time, then, many times there are counseling services, for example, that one can rely upon. For example, if there's a traumatic experience that one has experienced, then, there are services that can help one with understanding and managing how they may be feeling. From the perspective of workplace violence and incivility, then, it is, the hope is that, one can rely upon their nurse manager, but also programs in place to help minimize violence and incivility that may be occurring on one's in one's workplace setting.
So, what can you tell me a little bit about what the average age range of a nurse is going at this time?
It varies. You have nurses that, complete their nursing program and who may enter the program in their early 20s. And then you have nurses who may choose nursing as a second profession that are going to enter nursing when, they're in their 30s, 40s, 50s, or even beyond. And then you have nurses that have been within the profession now for, many years that are, older in age. So nursing, in terms of the age, covers a wide range of ages.
I wanted to go back to something that you mentioned earlier, was about funding. Where do you find, or do you think, or the most funding is needed? And is it government funding, private funding that is needed the most?
Yeah, so certainly funding for education. So if we're looking again at addressing the nursing shortage, then, you know, I think when we're looking at both retention and education, funding for education is certainly important. But I think we also need to look at funding so that we can, again, retain the nurses that are currently are working. We want to make sure that our nurses are sticking with the profession and that they're growing within the profession. So there's education for both our nurses that we are preparing to enter the workforce, and then there's education for nurses who are currently in the workforce. Because, you know, again, nursing is a journey of lifelong education, and we want to make sure that resources are certainly allotted for that.
Okay. Where would someone go if they wanted to, I guess, one, to find out more about the career, but also, two, how they can help?
So I think it's ideal to connect with other nurses. I know that there are forums, but also if I think it's beneficial if one is already enrolled in a nursing program or considering enrollment in a nursing program, what they can do is they can link with faculty, and those faculty can link them with students who are both in the program and those who are transitioning into the profession, perhaps those who have graduated and who are currently working as nurses. And I think that's the best way to truly get an understanding of the profession of nursing.
Okay. All right. Great. So now, we have a few minutes left because we're doing a shorter show today because we've got to do some off-air stuff. I forgot about that. But anyway, what last tips do you want to get? What key things?
All right, so great question. Again, some of the key things that I think the key things that are important to highlight are the fact that nursing is limitless. There are so many different opportunities that are available to someone who chooses nursing. And I think, again, it's just important to remain open to those possibilities.
I know I caught you all off guard today asking you to come on, but I really appreciate you taking the time because we want to say thank you for you know, what your industry brings to us, you know, in our time of need. And I think it's really important that I know that you've got a lot of, like, restaurants and other things going, you know, that honor what you do. They're giving you deals and everything. But some what we get from our experience with you. So thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Gretchen, for inviting us to your show. I just wanted to thank you also for promoting nursing as a career and as a profession. And I just wanted to also say happy National Nurses Week.
Happy National Nurses Week to you as well. And thank you very much for your time. And thank you, everybody, for listening. We're cutting out early today because we got to take care of some stuff off air, but we will be back with you tomorrow. This has been G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Remember our nurses. Remember our teachers. Remember our moms. Have a blessed day, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony. When everyone else around
tell y'all one more time, I said he saw the best in me. When